1 week until the election, will your relationship survive the political friction? Conflicts over this campaign have hemorrhaged into homes, dividing couples who can't stand the idea of who their partner is picking for president. Joining us on the Como Newsline is divorce expert Jason McClain, whose website, MyDivorcePapers.com, not only guides couples through the divorce process, it can help all of us understand the factors contributing to splits. And this year, there is a new thorn fragmenting families, Jason. What is the data say about how this politically polarizing presidential campaign is affecting couples?
The divorce rate for this particular month, and this is, I know it's going to be seeming somewhat odd, but the divorce rate for this month is way higher than it's been on every election year going back to 2004. I've been running stats from 04, 08, 2012, and 2016 around this time of the year to figure out what it looks like. There's always a little jump here and there, and you can see different changes. But from this election year, October 2016, in comparison to the last election in 2012, there is a 27% increase, literally from September to October in divorce processes. Now, I tell you, that is unheard of. We've never seen that before in 15 years of processing thousands of divorce cases every single month. We've never seen such an unheard of spike as we're seeing right now.
Are we sure? It seems like it. But are we sure politics is the problem? Do couples write in the information, the factors specifically that are showing why they can't get along?
Yeah, just to give an example, over the past 7 days, I have gotten literally 18 requests. The reason written in for the reason they want to get a divorce. Now, when they fill it in, it says because he's voting for Trump. And in that regard, 100% of those people over the past week or so are actually women who are applying for a divorce. Those women also make more money than their husbands do. The polarizing effects that we're getting from this election are just out of this world. There's something we've never seen before. And it comes down to a lot of reasons. It's the first time you've got a gentleman or a guy running for office who is not a politician, who has all the classic signs of classic ideas of this power, this strength, this guy who wants to put walls up and do these things. And at the same time, he's made these comments that are locker room comments, and these other comments that literally just put everybody who listens to him kind of in left field.
What are you seeing about the age? Is this happening more amongst younger couples or older couples? Is there a difference that way?
Yeah, definitely younger couples. Usually 100% people that are around the ages of 35 to 39 years of age, usually under 40. They've been married for usually around 7 years and 2 months, so the 7-year itch does ring true.
From all the information you've gathered from the data from divorce attorneys and from couples who are considering breaking up, is there anything they can do to make it work at this late stage of the game, just a week till the election? Because somebody's going to be unhappy come the night of the election.
Yeah, it's going to be very true. And there's most certainly something that everyone can do. You see, the challenge we're facing right here is that individuals are allowing outside influence to affect an internal relationship. And whenever that happens, this calls for challenge and calls for difficulty. The best advice is take a deep breath and realize that your marriage is so much more important than whether he gets into office or she gets into office. Because when they get elected, whoever that person might be, the only one that's going to be 100% still in that house is you and your spouse.
Jason McClain, thank you.
My pleasure.